Telecommunications giant Sprint Corporation confirms its two top executives are leaving the company. What's unclear is why Sprint's chief executive and chief financial officer are parting ways with the telecom industry's number four company. Matt Hackworth of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Sprint chairman and chief executive Bill Ezry was expected to leave the company because of his battle with lymphoma, leaving second-in-command Ronald LeMay in charge. Now it appears both executives may have been forced out by Sprint's board of directors. The Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the board was uncomfortable with a tax shelter plan worked out for Ezry and LeMay by the Ernst & Young accounting firm. The shelter allowed the two executives to defer tax payments on profits from the exercise of stock options. It's not clear exactly how the tax shelter works, but the Internal Revenue Service is challenging many such shelters as an unacceptable way to avoid paying taxes. Still, Duke University law professor James Cox says these tax shelters are commonplace.
It wasn't just the Sprint executives, it was executives a lot of different places who were buying this product that was being sold by Ernst & Young and other major accounting firms to shelter their stock options. And, you know, this wasn't a patented product, so a lot of different people out there were pushing these.
Even though several different companies sell these tax shelter plans to executives, Cox says it represents a conflict of interest when sold by accounting firms like Ernst & Young.
Our real concern is that the auditors are there reviewing the books of Sprint, and at the same time, they're very busy trying to sell some tax planning and advice to the senior management team, and the senior management team decides whether the auditors get renewed on their audit engagements. So it's going to be very difficult, I think, for the auditors to be truly independent.
Ernst & Young issued an official response yesterday to questions about its tax shelters, saying it stands by the advice it offered. Sprint board members have declined to comment about reports that the executives were forced out. But Harvard University professor Jay Lorsch says the board may have chosen to fire their executives because corporate scandals like Enron and WorldCom have made boards just about everywhere more aggressive at guarding the company image from impropriety.
I think that boards have just become much more sensitive to all kinds of things which maybe even 6 months or a year ago people were doing, you know, as a matter of course.
Sprint is trying to bring in Bell South Vice Chairman Gary Forsey to lead the company, but the deal is blocked by a judge's order in Atlanta. Bell South claims Forsey is restricted from working for Sprint because of a no-compete clause in his contract. And until the judge either allows Forsey to take the new job or sends Sprint searching for another candidate, the telecom company will be without two key executives in its leadership. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.